Jaxcilia Ibarra traces her passion for public service back to the Catholic schools for girls she attended growing up. She says an early emphasis on education helped her succeed and will do the same thing for other girls and women in South Sudan.
Knowledge is power. It is a powerful weapon. When a woman is educated, she can do anything. And when a woman knows her rights, she will stand for it.
In her own career, Ibarra has earned a law degree and worked with the UN on human rights, especially rights for women and children. She says now, as a state minister, she is working to increase the number of women in public service.
You know, one mandate of the public service is to ensure education of the employee, to enhance capacity building for the employee. So I am pushing so much. It is just issues of resources so that women can go for more training to enhance on the skill they have.
Ibarra says it's important to include women in decisions, not just about domestic matters like health and children, but about foreign policy.
Women are naturally peacemakers. You know, if women are given the chance, they can make the best of peace negotiations because they will always go for peace and not opt for war.
But unfortunately, Ibarra says in South Sudan, women are often ignored or pushed aside. She says illiteracy, poverty, and even, in some instances, religion, keep women from fully participating in politics or public life. She says that perception is shared by many of the other women the State Department invited to attend the Institute for Women in Public Service this month. They are all from countries writing constitutions or undergoing major change.
We have found out that there is this issue of women domination by men dominating women, and really not wanting to believe that women have the same rights like men do, and cultural issues always wanting to push women at the backyard.
Ibarra says while politicians like her can work to change the system, individual women can transcend cultural barriers in their own lives. She says it's all about personal motivation and the courage to stand up, speak up, and encourage other women to do the same. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.